Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, we began considering the significance, importance of names, that God considers names very important. Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." That good name referring to or synonymous with reputation. And we also considered the fact, as we look at those Ten Commandments that were given to Moses on Mount Sinai, we have what we call the second commandment, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." And so what we were doing yesterday, as we brought the broadcast to a close, we were looking at why does God consider that so important? Because we know from Scripture that the name, in many cases, is put for the reality of a person or of a situation. Like, God is good, that describes as an adjective the qualities of our God. Everything that goodness is, everything that truth is, everything that is faithful represents the Lord. For example, in Revelation 3:1, Jesus is speaking about the seven churches, and to Sardis he says, "I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest." You know, there's a reputation that you're alive, but really I consider that you're dead. And in Philippians 2:9, "Wherefore God hath also exalted Jesus, given him a name which is above every name." So the name stands for the reality. The name represents the title and dignity of a person. And of course, we know the Lord Jesus, there's no other name that is above his. Ephesians 1:21 says that Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's far above every other authority, all principalities, all powers, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. And then also, as we brought the broadcast to a close, I'm just doing a bit of a review, that the name expresses the attributes or qualities of a person. And certainly in his case, it implies authority, his character, rank, his majesty, his power, and his excellence. And so, as we were looking at the qualities of his name, for example, Psalm 135:13 says, "Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever." He's beyond temporal considerations. He's beyond time, which has been constructed, if you will, the passage of periods of activity, if you will, the time that is given for man individually on the earth. David said, our life is as a handbreadth. It's very brief. But his name endures forever. His memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. That's Psalm 135:13. Let's look at some more scripture. Psalm 148:13 says that his name is excellent. "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven." And his name is glorious. Isaiah the prophet says that in Isaiah 63:14. "So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name." And then Malachi 1:11 says, "For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles." So his name is great, it's glorious, it's excellent. And of course, his name is holy. A reference in Psalm 99:3 says, "Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy." Psalm 54 and 1 says, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength." Another scripture, Proverbs 18 and 10 says, "The name, his name is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Praise God. There's just, you know, there's nothing like just sharing the word, because it preaches itself, if you will. Exodus 23 verses 20 through 21 says, "Behold," this was the Lord speaking to Moses, "I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him." That's referring to the angel of the Lord. And then in Exodus 34 and 18, Moses asked to see his glory. Do you remember that? And so what did the Lord say? "Well, no man can see my face and live, but I'll put you in the cleft of the rock." And so in verse 18 and 19, he said, "I will make all my goodness to pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee." And so again, that concept of revealing the title, the dignity, the attributes, the very reality of who God is. When he says, I will proclaim my name, he was showing Moses the qualities, the glory, the majesty of the living God. And the expression, which is frequently used through Scripture, the name of God, it indicates the entire administration of God, if you will, by which he reveals himself as well as his attributes to mankind. So the name of God is very comprehensive. It's who the Lord is, and that's the way he expresses and communicates through our understanding who he is, his qualities. And in John chapter 17, verse 6, remember the great high priestly prayer, Jesus is praying and he's telling the Father, he says, "I have manifested thy name. I've shown forth your name. I've shown," and he just didn't go around quoting the name of Jehovah God, but he manifested through his life, through his actions, through his speech, through his teachings, through what he did. Everything about him was a reflection of the Father. That's why, you know, he told his disciples, you know, "Have I been so long with you that you don't know me, Thomas? You know that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me." And here, these scriptures I've been sharing with you, it embraces, if you will, the whole divine nature revealed by Jesus, the very Son of God. When God announces his mighty presence, according to Psalm 75 and 1, it is said that thy name is near. You know, as I spent time in the Word to bring these thoughts all together, it was amazing how much the name represents the very presence of God. It embraces, let me say that again, the whole divine nature revealed by Jesus. His name is near. Hallelujah. And the expression, "Let everyone that names the name of Christ," that's 2 Timothy 2:19. It means that everyone that acknowledges him to be what his name means, the Lord. So that's why it's important to understand the use of that term, you know, the name of the Lord, the name of God. It's more than just the literal descriptive word of who he is. It encompasses all that he is, his qualities. And so when we think about the Lord, he has many names, isn't that right? And you can spend a whole study on just his various qualities, the living God. He's just so magnificent. He's beyond description. But also, when we carry this down perhaps to our understanding, our little lives, if you will, we all have personal names that are given to us by our parents. Whether it's a mother and father, or whether it's a single parent, that that name that is given to us indicates some characteristic of the person. You know, this was true in the Word of God. Circumstances surrounding the birth or the hopes or beliefs or feelings of the parents. And God, of course, created man in his image. An amazing thing. He spoke the worlds into existence, right? He said, let there be light, and there was light. But what does it say when it came to man? He didn't speak man into existence. He created man in a very, very personal way. Actually, it was our God who began the tradition of names, because he named Adam. He gave Adam the very first name. He called him Adam, and that means formed of earth. And we know that's true of Eve. She was taken under the rib of a man, coming out of man. And for all of us, our names are very important to us. And so it's very important that we understand that the name or names of God are sacred and holy, and they should be spoken only with reverence. And each of us are very unique and very special in the eyes of God. As individuals, we each have our own name. And names, as I said before, even if sometimes the parents weren't saved, they're an integral part of who we are. And then, you know, Revelation talks about us getting a new name engraved on a white stone. So we'll have names, maybe not our same names. We're going to have a new name, whatever that would be. So let us have great respect when we speak the name of the Lord, as well as when we lovingly and affectionately refer to others. That's God's will. Not that we be angry, hateful, but be filled with God's love and appreciation for the uniqueness of the entire human race, all the ways he's caused us to be alike, all the ways that he's made us uniquely specific and detailed in terms of our own person. Well, we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and the announcer is going to give our mailing address as well as our email. If you email, I invite you to share your address so I can respond personally, although I will pray and confirm or seed. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.